The team, our all-volunteer surgical team, leaves the United States, and they'll arrive at Harare or in Harare on May the 8th. And on the 9th, we set up the hospital and get two operating rooms all ready to go with the equipment tested and all of our supplies organized. And then on the 10th, we'll have a screening day at Harare Central Hospital. And we're welcoming every child or adult, any age, that is suffering from a cleft lip or a cleft palate condition. And then we'll start surgery Monday through Friday and then have three more additional days, finishing about May 20th.
Can you describe for us what cleft palate is so that some of our listeners out there who may be thinking of coming on your program can actually do so when you do come in next month?
A cleft lip is, there's two conditions. One is a cleft lip and one is a cleft palate. And a child can be born with both, and it's a genetic condition, much like if I have blue eyes and a person has brown eyes. So there's no fault of the mother or the father. It's nothing they did, nothing they ate or didn't eat. It is just a genetic condition. So a cleft lip is a baby that's born with a split in their lip, and then a cleft palate would be a baby that was born with a hole in the roof of their mouth. And you can be a child that has both, or you can just have one condition or the other.
So what would you advise for those that are thinking of attending the screening process? What do they have to bring to the process?
The only thing they need to bring, if they have medical records, that is very helpful for us to look at the child's health history. If they don't have medical records, that's fine too. We just ask that everyone that wants to be seen by our team of doctors arrive by 8 a.m. on May the 10th, and our team of doctors will look at every child. It's a very long day, but we do ask for their patience, and most people are incredibly patient. So you arrive first thing in the morning, and then we literally see every child, and sometimes our screening clinics can be 100, 200, even 300 people. So it's a long day, but we do promise that in that day we will see every person who does arrive.
And how many patients are you looking at treating at this clinic that you'll be having?
We will screen for, we have approximately 75 surgical places, so we will take the priority. So if a child, for example, comes and they have a fever or a cold, or they don't weigh enough and we need to help them with nutrition or iron or medicine, we'll take care of them that way. And then we can easily do the surgery when they're a little bit older, a little bit stronger. But for the most part, it's a day where you arrive and you don't need to bring anything. You just need a lot of patience, and we slot you in, and hopefully you will have one of those 70 to 80 positions. If the baby cannot be operated on for any reason, for example, we might need to give them more nutrition, we give them a slip of paper and we ask for them to come back the next time we return, and we put them in the front of the line. Our surgeons are all board certified, so this is a specialty that they do. So they're very, very good at it. And this is our 15th mission to Harare Central, or to Zimbabwe.
And how big is the team that's going to Zimbabwe this time around? And what is their background?
There are approximately 16 volunteers. Three of them are surgeons in facial reconstructive specialties. And then we have six nurses. So we have recovery room nurses, post-op nurses. We have ward nurses. We have a team then of support people. So some of our non-medical people help with bathing the babies or making sure they're fed, making sure medicine gets to them. All the extra things, kind of extra set of hands that it takes to do 75 to 80 surgeries in 8 days.